What your sleep position reveals about your relationship, aka if your partner sleeps this way, they could be cheating on you.
What?
Yeah, get ready to share the details. According to new research, the most popular sleep position is one known as the separation, where partners will sleep facing apart with a space in between. They say about 34% of couples sleep this way. While this might indicate couples are in a secure relationship and they don't feel the need to show affection in their sleep posture, it is also the most popular position when one partner is being unfaithful. The adulterer, or aka the person who's cheating on you, doesn't want to get too close to their spouse in bed in case they give away signs of cheating, such as the smell of another person's perfume or aftershave or anything else that would be kind of evident that something not cool is going down.
So is this like, break it down, butt to butt, or how are
we sleeping? Like your face, like you're facing that part of the room, like the left side, I'm facing the right side, our back sides are facing. They're not
booty
even touching
to booty.
Booty in the bed.
Wow, do you think that's true?
I don't know. I hope my wife doesn't think that, because that's how we sleep.
Really?
It actually depends. Sometimes I do like the separated spoon. It's just weird, because like, usually I'll sleep on my left side. So I guess sometimes I face her, but other times I'll sleep on my right side and I'll face the wall, so I'm facing from her.
I'm single now, so I sleep like a starfish in my bed.
Is that your actual technique? Do you do it? It's like, I'll go on a diagonal angle over here.
I have a big, huge, king-size bed. It's very spacious. I love it, and I just starfish it out in there.
Now, the second most popular position, maybe you guys do this one in this survey of people, how they sleep in their relationships, they call it the back kisser. It's used by about 22% of people, so still a good chunk of them. They sleep with their backside facing each other, but maintain pretty good intimacy, they say, more than just actually by separating. And they say sometimes their backs touch, or their feet, their heels will touch. That's gross. Keep your feet off me. Keep your talons off of me. I don't want any of that.
This is weird to me because I rotate a quarter turn every 15 minutes.
What are you, a piece of meat?
No. Yeah, rotisserie.
Flip over.
So like I'll start sleeping on my stomach, then 15 minutes later I'm on one side, 15 minutes later on my back, and then I do that throughout the night.
Like all night?
Yeah.
So you're actually not getting any sleep at all?
Oh, no, I'm
sleeping you're only sleeping for like 15-minute increments, and then you're up for another minute?
I mean, yeah.
I'm not so up.
No, I mean, I just do it subconsciously.
Now let me ask you, if anybody does this, this is kind of, there's like 20 positions, but these are like the top ones I saw. I don't know how people do this except unless you're trying to impress your date. Because it's impossible to sleep this way. And that would be the spoon position. This is by far, they say, the most popular position for couples in a new relationship. There you go.
Yes.
With almost half, like they said, 48% saying they use it when they first make love.
I love being the little spoon.
Oh, my gosh.
I love cuddling.
See, I don't like it for so many reasons. First of all, like women, you sleep on our arms and our arms go numb. We have to get our arms cut off because we can't feel them. Even if you're a little teeny tiny 90-pound thing, you weigh too much for our arms and we lose feeling in them. That sucks. But also, you get hot. Like that body heat all night, like for temporarily when you guys are doing your thing, that's cool, that's hot. But like for hour after hour, that body just radiating off of you, that's not cute. Me sweating on you is not cute.
I like a little niche, like my little spot. Like on my man's chest. I'm looking forward to that.
You're looking forward to getting back into that? Now taking
yes.
applications?
I've had enough starfishing. Now I'm ready to be the little spoon.
All right. Make all your applications available. Radio Now AM show to slide into the DMs. And we'll try to get you in that position right there. Coming up next.
Thank you.
How a couple fought off a bear when it came to their house. This is crazy. And you need to get to Taco Bell ASAP before your favorite food item is taken away. Yeah, Taco Bell. I don't know why my day gets worse and worse, but they're taking away like 9 different food items.
What?